and you might have several. You'd have several
Mars.
Okay. And what about, do you distinguish them from those, from smaller ones? Is a moth something big always to you? For instance, the smaller bugs that fly around a candle or a light?
Candle bugs.
You call them candle? Candle.
Cattle flies.
Okay. Candle.
Yes.
Is it a kind of moth?
Really, I'm not familiar with them enough to.
Okay.
You know.
You've heard that term already.
Yes. But, you know, we used to go out in the woods and get little cocoon-looking things. And they'd tell us that they were moths. But I don't know. I never did like bugs on. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll soon be through the bug question. How about that little bug that lights up at night?
Oh, it looks like it's got a flashlight in its tail. Lightning bug.
Okay. And how about the one that flies over the water and he has two sets of wings that you can see through?
Is that a mosquito?
Well,
yeah. A horse fly?
He looks kind of like that. He has two sets of long wings that are kind of,
He's a big bug.
Yeah, he's long, real long and thin and kind of bluish. And he has these two sets of wings.
Now we call those swamp flies.
Have you ever heard them called, let's see, mosquito hawks?
Yes.
Or how about snake doctors?
Yes. And still, swamp flies, they're big things.
Swamp flies is what you grew up with.
Yes.
Well, do you know who you hear calling them? Mosquito hawks or snake doctors?
Well, really, I don't think I ever heard them called snake doctors till I had biology.
But you had heard mosquitoes?
Yes.
That's what I said too when I was little. How about
dragonfly? Now, I didn't hear that until my children started taking biology.
Yeah,
changed. And they asked me what a dragonfly was.
Yeah. That's
what
I learned. Well, what about the insect that stings?
The yellow jacket, hornet,
okay.
Wasp.
Okay, that's just about all of them. And if you have more than one wasp, you'll have several, what?
You'll have a drone wasp.
Okay. What's the difference in all of those?
Well, a wasp is a brown bug, and a yellow jacket has yellow stripes, and a hornet, he's not quite as big as either one of those, I don't think.
He's smaller.
He's smaller, and I think his bite's really more dangerous.
Than a yellow jacket even? Do you have any hornets around here?
We got everything.
I didn't know if they were everywhere or not. I never run into hornets.
Bees too.
Yeah. Well, what about the kind that don't sting? That are
you talking about that gene bug?
No, it looks kind of like a wasp, but it.
A dirt dollar.
Uh-huh. I was gonna say what his nest was made like. Maybe. How about other things that do sting?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And
I have some kind of flying gnats around here. Now, we didn't have those when we were children. And then now it's kind of a white fly looking thing that gets all up in the shrubbery. It'll eat you.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that is. And